title.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Well, I mean, you can never erase the initial image. I mean, I first met him, we were recording Tommy. And Kit Lambert, our manager, brought him in. He said, look, because we just started our own record labels, Track Records.
Right.
He said, I've just signed a new guy. And he brought Jimmy in, you know. We were, wow, where did he come from? Because he looked, you know, like completely outrageous. And he's really quiet, you know. And he said, well, yeah, but what does he do? He said, well, he's a blues guitarist. You know?
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't already know it, what we do on a plastic sushi is to always start things off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with rock, electronic, jazz, punk, funk, metal, country, disco, ambient, whatever it takes to match our theme du jour. And then we mix audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, in between and on top of the music. And that's my formula for a sound collage. Other people have different ones. So tonight, we are continuing our 50th anniversary celebrations of Jimi Hendrix's international debut, an epic first album, Are You Experienced?, which came out in the summer of 1967. Our theme tonight is called Reflections of Jimi Hendrix. And what we're going to be doing is playing songs that Jimi Hendrix wrote, but they're all going to be performed and interpreted by other artists. Lots of other artists. And then interspersed between the songs are memories of Jimmy from people who knew him. He's one of the most remarkable musicians that's ever lived, and one of the absolute best electric guitarists ever by pretty much anybody's ranking. And what's especially incredible is he did it all in a relatively short time before he hit it and before he died. He had just 3 studio albums and 1 live album in his short career. There were quite a number that came afterwards from things that were recorded. But the basic idea is that Jimmy is everywhere tonight in the music and yet nowhere. This show is like an intimate, uniquely third-person documentary about him. That's what I'm aiming for. With the people who knew him talking about him and playing their versions, their own styled versions of his songs that they loved. But everything is coming from Jimmy and going through other people. I think there's a very godlike aspect to that. And in the intro, you heard Roger Daltrey of The Who recalling the first time he met Jimmy. And, well, there's plenty more of clips and recollections like that to come. And we started off the show with a Japanese band from the 1960s, The Swooners, and their cool cover version of Stone Free. And, well, backing me up right now is the Turtle Island String Quartet and a song from their album Have You Ever Been, called Gypsy Eyes. Well, let's get the rest of your very Jimi Hendrix oriented sound collage party going with, well, the song that started Jimmy's real record career. I mean, he was playing before that, certainly with other people, and was recorded. But this was the song that led Chaz Chandler, former bass player with the Animals, who was looking to become a manager and a producer. And he was looking for this Hey Joe. He really loved that song. And through a set of circumstances, he came across Jimmy performing it and offered him to take him to England and to make an album. And, well, that's where Are You Experienced began. So here's the Japanese band The Golden Cups and their version of Hey Joe.
Hey, Joe, we're gonna gun you. The man who first guided Jimmy's meteoric rise as a featured performer was Chaz Chandler. In 1966, Chaz was beginning his last tour of duty as the bass player with the original Animals. He wanted to switch from performing to record production. Then he met Jimi Hendrix. Here's Chaz.
My first tour of Jimi Hendrix through a girl called Linda Keith, who was a friend of mine. She'd met him in New York. Bumped into Linda in a club, and she said there was this lad in the village who was brilliant, I should say. She knew I was going to try my hand at record production and not go on as a musician. So I went with her the next day to a little club called the Café War in Greenwich Village, which was a little coffee house, really, with musicians playing downstairs. And saw Jimmy playing there. The most amazing coincidence was that I'd found a record by Tim Rose, which I loved, called Hey Joe. And I was determined to come back to England with that track and find an artist to record. And when I saw Jimmy this, I think it was a Tuesday afternoon in New York, the first song he played was Hey Joe. And it was, he just stood there as if like fate had just taken a hand. That was it. I knew what I was going to do when the Animals broke up. I was going to bring Hendrix to England and record Hey Joe.
Did Jimmy stay in touch with Al, your dad? Did he stay in touch on a regular basis? Were you aware that he had traveled to England?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of funny because I think when people say, oh, you're Jimmy's family, people don't kind of think of Jimmy as an alien or something that just kind of appeared and realized that, you know, he had a family and he's very much connected to the whole family and called all the time on a regular basis to say that he was here or there. And we always had his tour schedule, knew where he was. And we had numbers to reach him as well as him, of course, you know, calling us on a regular basis.
Why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, State Forester, and the Ag Council.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, our theme is Reflections of Jimi Hendrix. Yes, we are continuing to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Jimi Hendrix's debut internationally in 1967. And what we're doing this evening is playing songs that Jimmy performed, and most of them that he wrote, and we're having them interpreted by other artists, lots of other artists. And then interspersed between the songs are memories of Jimmy from people who knew him. We began the show, we began that last set with a Japanese band, the Golden Cups, with their version of Hey Joe, which actually was not written by Jimi Hendrix, but it was the song that led to him being discovered by his manager, Chaz Chandler, who had been the bassist for the Animals. And then we heard from that master of the electric guitar, close competition to Jimi Hendrix in terms of ability, and obviously somebody who lasted a whole lot longer continuing to make records. That was Jeff Beck, and what an incredible version of Manic Depression that was, with Seal singing. And then we had Earth, Wind, and Fire and their version of Voodoo Child, Slight Return. And then a public service message about fire safety, followed by Nigel Kennedy's version of Jimmy's Fire. And backing me up right now is Stevie Ray Vaughan with his cool cover version of Voodoo Child. So, you know, what would music be like today without Jimi Hendrix? Over the last couple of years, I've been pondering alternative histories about a couple of things. And, well, one thing I can say with certainty is modern music would be different. There'd be a lot missing. And it could have happened in so many different ways. What if he wouldn't have been discharged early from the Army in 1962? What if something had, that he'd stayed in the Army who knows, all sorts of possibilities. What if Chaz Chandler hadn't taken an interest in him and brought him to England and produced, and I do mean produced, his first album? A zillion other what-ifs, because there's so many other ways that the odds were just so much against him, certainly having the kind of impact that he did. Do you know who Brian Kernighan is? If you listen to WMFO a bunch, at least you'll know his voice, because he does actually two of our station IDs with Kraftwerk, Computer World and Computer Love. But besides that, he co-wrote the book on the C programming language, and he was very instrumental in the development of that and the Unix operating system and all that the C language wrought. And perhaps this is very technical for a lot of people who don't know so much about programming, but I guess what I can just say is he touched everything that is derived from the C programming language, which is like the Windows operating system and all the programs that were written using C in it, and C++ and the Macintosh operating systems, Android and iOS. It's hard to pick up a piece of computing technology that wasn't touched by Brian Kernighan. And I guess in conclusion, I'd say Jimi Hendrix's touch in modern music is perhaps a little bit less than that, but but it's incredibly important. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Well, let's continue with your Friday night sound collage party. And we're going to start off the next set. Well, of course, with another cool cover of a Jimi Hendrix song. Yes. Here's Buddy Guy and Red House. We'll also be hearing from Pat Metheny, a very cool version of Third Stone from the Sun, and Prince with Purple House, which is different from Buddy Guy here, who's playing Red House.
Sound time again. Time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is going to be it.
Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
Foxy, and you know you're a sweet techno love maker. Foxy. Listen up.
Keyboard player and this black guy from America, and we played about three tunes. This is September 1966 now, and Chandler said to me, well, Hendrix said to me, he said, do you want to join my group? So I said, yeah, I'll come back up to London. I was living like 70 miles from London at that point. I had to get up there on the train. So I said, yeah, I'll come back up if you give me the train fare.
With Noel on bass, the next priority became finding a drummer. Enter Mitch Mitchell.
Chaz called up. Well, I can't do the Newcastle accent. Hey, boy, well, I got this gig for you, you know, don't know if you're interested. You should come and play with this guy. This guy is the best thing you've ever seen on two legs that plays guitar. So, yeah, okay, I'll go and have a play with this guy. And I did. Well, I did the first rehearsal. I think Chaz called the next day and said, hey, you know, would you like to have another play? And I was still a bit iffy. Well, you know, so what does it entail? Well, listen, we've definitely got this tour of 2 weeks in France with Johnny Hallyday, who was like the Elvis Presley of France. And I thought, well, yeah, that sounds realistic. You know, I mean, like, hey, either way, a couple of weeks on the road in France, yeah, that'll be nice.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi